From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. As a dissipating front combines with low pressure lifting northward off the coast, a swath of rainfall will primarily glance across southeastern sections today and tonight. A flood watch has been posted in New Hampshire from Cheshire, Merrimack, and Belknap counties eastward. Tomorrow, the departing precipitation will get replaced by quite blustery weather, making similar temperatures feel cooler. Then bluster will likely continue into Saturday. As for sensible weather this afternoon, clouds will prevail across the region along with patches of fog. There will be the chance of showers from the Northeast Kingdom and the Southern Greens eastward, except for likely showers in New Hampshire and the slight chance from the Northern Greens and Lake George southward. Temperatures will reach the mid to upper 40s. Current radar imagery shows a copious stream of moisture and related rainfall, with all of this aligning right along the east coast before extending northward through central Massachusetts and into New Hampshire. For the rest of the day and tonight, there will be a fairly stark cutoff in terms of the more substantial precipitation, with this cutoff line stretching just about along the Connecticut Valley. Showers so far have resulted from a very slow-moving cold front, which itself is now barely entering into New Hampshire. A separate front lies parallel and is positioned just off the coast. Moving northward along this front will be an area of low pressure that is just now taking shape off the coast of South Carolina. In recent days, there has been concern relating to how close to the coast this low will track and as to whether or not enhanced precipitation would stretch backward into our region. At this point, it appears that this risk will extend only into New Hampshire and probably only into portions of far southern and southeastern New Hampshire, where the flood watch is presently in effect. By tomorrow morning, the majority of precipitation will likely have ended, even in New Hampshire, with the best chance for any lingering rain or snow showers being across far northern New Hampshire and potentially stretching back into neighboring Essex County in Vermont. Otherwise, from tomorrow through Saturday, even though most areas will see highs in the 40s, it will seem considerably cooler because of northwest winds, sometimes gusting to 35 miles an hour. With much less wind, a gradual warm-up should carry from Sunday into Monday. Then comes the next chance to be affected by large low pressure, which could bring widespread rain or snow to our region from Tuesday into Wednesday. In the short-term summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, chance of showers from the Northeast Kingdom and Southern Green Mountains eastward, except likely in New Hampshire, and slight chance from the Northern Greens and Lake George southward. Highs in the mid to upper 40s, north to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15 west of the Greens. Tonight, mostly cloudy west of the Greens, diminishing showers from southeastern Vermont and the Connecticut Valley eastward and possibly changing to snow late, lows in the upper 20s to mid 30s. Friday, mostly cloudy from the Green Mountains eastward, mostly to partly cloudy west of the Greens, chance of a rain or snow shower northeast, mainly in Essex County, Vermont, and in Coos County, New Hampshire. Highs on Friday in the low to mid 40s, except mid to upper 40s in southeastern valleys, northwest winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, except remaining mostly cloudy from the northern Green Mountains eastward. Lows from the mid 20s to lower 30s, northwest winds again gusting to 35. Saturday, partly cloudy, except mostly to partly cloudy from the northern Greens eastward with the chance of a mountain flurry. Highs in the mid to upper 40s north and upper 40s to lower 50s in the south. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusting to 30 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.